This is less to do with sport and more to do with the backroom dealings, more to do with business, really. This has all come about because the owner of the club, or the majority stakeholder here, has put in about $100 million. He was expecting to lift his share. At the moment, he has about a 28% share of the club, Shanghai Shenhua. He's expected to lift that to about 70%. That hasn't happened. The other stakeholders haven't moved on that. He's now threatening to simply withdraw a lot of the funding to only pay his 28% share of the overall cost of the club. That, of course, is nowhere near covering the costs of Nicolas Anelka and Didier Drogba. Remember when Didier Drogba came here about 6 weeks ago? It was to enormous fanfare, huge crowds at the airport, and a paycheck of about $300,000 a week. Now, if Zhao Jun, who is the person who is paying the way here, withdraws that money, there is no way they're going to be able to cover those costs, and that would mean that Anelka and Drogba simply wouldn't be paid and therefore have very, very little future remaining at the club there. How seriously to take this, Patrick? A lot of speculation in Chinese media that this is just a business ploy. This is an attempt to try to strong-arm the other shareholders into relenting and allowing the increase in the share of the company that the major backer is demanding. But it's still to play out. At the moment, Drogba is out of the country. He's actually in the UK at the moment, catching up with friends and family and former players at his old club, Chelsea. Patrick.
Stan, just very quickly, you know, if these two were to move on or to leave, how would this affect the development, the future development of the game in China? It would be a huge blow, would it not?
Huge blow, and a huge blow to the credibility of football in China. It's already seen as widely corrupt and underperforming league. By attracting players of this caliber, they were hoping to boost the profile and be able to attract other international stars as well. If they can't pay their way and people like Drogba and Anelka walk away, it's going to be very hard luring anyone else here to a competition that will simply lack credibility.